And what's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Sean. Yeah, you already know I don't rap, but you know, it's okay. You know, had a little Beyonce in the background. You know, back-to-back episodes ain't nothing slight, you know. But hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week, and now we are here yet with another Monday. But let's hop into it with the hot topics. So, first hot topic. Just gotta let y'all know, I have some good news to tell y'all. So, y'all already know, I graduate this spring, 2022. Yes, yes, that deserves a hand clap. Thank you, thank you. So, the next step for me is go to graduate school. So, I just wrapping things up, about to submit my two applications to the University of Southern California, which is in LA, and Syracuse University. So, please say a prayer or best wishes for me to get into the schools and attend for free. That's always nice to do. So, that's it for that. The next hot topic, Rihanna, pregnant. I don't know. I don't know if she's pregnant. I don't know if she's not. It's a lot of rumors going on. But it's whatever. I just want to actually congratulate Rihanna for being the national hero at Barbados. So definitely congratulate her and, you know, continue to be successful. Still wishing on the album to come out, you know. So whenever you want to drop it, Rihanna, just, you know, let me know. Okay. All right. Lastly, we actually had to put a pause on this. I want to send out prayers to the families who lost their son or daughter to the shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan. Definitely want to send out prayers and just send love and comfort to the family, the friends, and, you know, the students and the staff who were in that tragic time, praying that all is well. But let's commence. I told y'all I had a special guest for this episode. Y'all know her as Miss Wiley, but I know her as Bree, aka my wine buddy. Bree, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So how was your break? How was your, first of all, it wouldn't be right if I couldn't just, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. How was your birthday and how was your break?
My birthday was great. It was very, very relaxing and much needed to be not in the cold.
Okay, yeah.
So that was also fun. And yeah, just ready to get back and get the semester over with.
As you should. Yeah, I'm ready to be done with this semester too. So, you know, I know a lot about you. You know, you my wine buddy. But, you know, the audience don't know about you that much, so, you know, let the people know who you are.
My name is Brianna Wiley. I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. I am a graduate from the Central State University class of 2018. Mm. For those that do remember me, I have been the RA in Foundation Hall 2 for 3.5 years. So, also, just all around great person, mentor, mother figure, big sister, all that good stuff. And I wouldn't be right if I didn't include that I am a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, yep, Incorporated.
As you should.
Yes. Shout out to my lovely poodles out there. The one and the onlys.
Period.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have concluded Rovember, so.
Yes.
Shout out to one of the greatest months ever.
As you should.
So, yes.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, Bree, I would want you to talk more about your brand. So, tell the people about your brand.
Well, my brand is always going to be in the works because it's not going to be concluded, because there's nothing about life that is coming to an end. It's always new beginnings and growth, and it wouldn't be that without consistency. So, my brand is to give back to the youth. In the urban areas specifically, I grew up in the urban areas, so suburban areas, and I feel like that is where in the middle class, so I feel like that is where the focus needs to be in those areas for our young black youth. The goal is to create a black nostalgic leadership group for Black kids in the community, male and female, and to touch base on getting them out. Mm-hmm. So as I get older, and with God's willing, I create more and more great connections with people that I've not even met yet or seen. Mm-hmm. But to take those connections and put those, help those people want to invest in my program to give back to the youth and letting them know, hey, you have an opportunity to get out of where you're going, get out of where you're from, and to go somewhere else. And it doesn't stop here. It only starts here. Mm. And your dreams and everything that you want to do and work so hard to do and you might not see coming or see being accomplished will be accomplished. And I would love to work with those amazing people one day, and God's willing, to help me create leaders and to create a foundation that lets them know that there is hope. A lot of people say that, but I have grown up where there are people that actually keep to their word and give back and do stuff for our Black children. So I want to be one of those people, and I am going to be one of those people that live up to my word and make a promise. Mm-hmm. But not just a promise, not even a promise, to dedicate and to let y'all know that I am one of many that want to see us continue to keep knocking down the barriers that they've created for us to not be or not to get what we need to get to. See, our generation and the next generation that is in the works now, we're fighters. Mm. We don't hold back. We don't stop. We actually keep going. And the fight is what I'm seeing that we have in comparison. And I want to manifest that. And I want to keep that bringing to life. This generation under me is incredible. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're activists already, speaking back already, understanding the justice system, understanding the laws, understanding what is against them is immaculate. And why not breed that in, invest in that, and continue to give them the tools to stop and create, or to, let me say this, to defeat what is already here. And for those that coming after them, to make it even more easier to walk the path. Mm-hmm. Because the ones before us have done it. Mm-hmm. My great-grandparents, grandparents, people, leaders that have been, even before we were born, they had something. But it's time to give back. And it's time to keep investing in the Black community. Mm-hmm. See, we want to be just... There's a lot of the reason why we thought we wanted to be investing in our time and understanding like them. But we don't need to be like them. Mm-hmm. We need to hold back and go back to our roots and hold on to our roots and understanding mm-hmm. that we are powerful. And we don't need them. Mm. We don't need to have their mindsets or how they do things. If you understand, for where I come from, my family were already creating banks, businesses, gas stations, owning taxis. They were doing that. They didn't need their approval. They didn't need that. Mm-hmm. They had that. It only takes a business plan, a game plan, and certain people that are willing to understand and help you. Or you might not even need the help. You just might need that loan. Mm-hmm. You might need this. You might need that. But I'm seeing that it's more of us in color in these seats. And that's what I want to help keep flooding them with us. Letting them know that they can't stop us. Mm-hmm. What they thought they had, what they thought was a great plan, ended up being a downfall. Mm-hmm. It didn't do nothing but make us upset. And for the generations after, it gave them something. Mm-hmm. It created something, it brewed something in us to be like, we have to stop this. We have to be in those seats. We have to speak on ourselves. They don't have the same color as us, so why not speak on our color? Hmm. Why not speak for us? Why not let them know what we need? We need these things. We need these laws. We need to be the ones that are making the change. So in that, it's creating a brand. And my brand is to give nothing but to create nothing but nostalgic Black leaders of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Because they are. The children being born every day are the new leaders.
Wow. Well, I ain't gonna ask the last question because I see the spark. What sparked it? Nah, that was really good. And I peeped what you said. To transition to the main topic, is it started with them. Self-investment. That's literally the main topic for today, is self-investment. So you already know how I do. I break it down into sections. So instead of three today, we actually have four. So, completed, consume, continued. Oh, no. My fault. Committed, consume, continue, and completed. So, but before I even go in, you know, like I said, you know, the best investment you can ever do is self-investment. And so for, you know, with your brand, you said you want to promote that and bring that heavily into the Black community. But in my generation, I don't see a lot of people investing themselves. Like, I see a lot of people invest in other things that would temporarily make them happy. Why do you feel like that happens a lot?
Because money is the root of all evil.
Okay. Okay.
We understand that we need money to do these things, to live up to what our celebrity role models are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They have the name brand items.
Right.
And we feel like, or they have these amazing parties. They sit in the VIP sections. They got bottles. They've got everything being, you know, money is what is going to get me to my happiness. But what do you truly want to do that makes you happy? Yes, the money is going to come. Of course, the money is going to flow. Money is going to be there. But what do you consider to be your happiness? What is the reason why you chose to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Artists choose to do this for their love and passion for music. It could have started with their favorite rapper. It could have started with their first track. It could have started with their first album. See, a lot of people don't understand artists even had inspirations. Artists even had things that sparked their mindset. So what is your spark? What is going to create your brand? What is it that made you want to say, "Ooh, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to commit myself to this." But with commitment, a lot of people understand that it's discipline. It takes discipline. It's going to take those no's. It's going to take those, "Oh, I'm not interested." It's going to take those, "I got the door slammed in my face." But that's commitment. You're committed to that. And that takes discipline. You have to understand that, yes, you're going to see dark times, but those dark times don't last always.
Mm.
You're going to get those yeses. You're going to get those, "Hey, I would love to hear more about what you do. What's your product? What made you want to choose this route? Hey, can I have you speak at my youth seminars?" Those are the things that you want to imagine, see coming, and see forth in the future. Because as long as you can imagine it and create it in your mind is the most powerful thing. And as long as you have that faith and that manifestation, it'll come.
She knocked out the park with the first point. Staying committed, you know, it's literally, with the first point of self-investment, like, it's a sacrifice. It's literally, how bad do you want it? You know, how bad are you going to really tone in on, you know, yourself? Really taking time to yourself. And that's where, you know, we see the eras of people investing into other things. Like you said, money is the root of all evil. And people are looking at social media like, "Hey, I want to be like her. Hey, I want to be like this. So it seems like I got to do X, Y, and Z." And not really doing, what do I need to do for me? I feel like a problem is a lot of people look out that window, but as soon as we go to the bathroom, people don't want to look at that mirror. And so, you know, as soon, once when we look at that mirror, we get the idea of, we see our scars, and we feel comfortable about our scars because our scars and our pain and our hurt motivated us to become the person that who we are. And so once when we build that self-awareness, because y'all, I talk about this, not even just on this season. Y'all know I talk about all the season about self-love and self-awareness of just being you, and don't change you for no one or for anything. And so once when you build up that self-awareness, and it's going to help you stay committed. And once when you stay committed, you're going to consume. You're going to consume things that you need and instead of that you don't need. You're going to consume things that it's the consuming part is the building. It's the building, the foundation. It's building mentally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, heck, financially, building the self-awareness. And so, you know, you have a brand, you have a passion that you want to do. So what help you really focus on, I guess, consuming the right thing? Because even though, you know, there's so much opportunities presented to us. And there's so much good opportunities versus bad. But it's like, which one to pick to even help us further than picking this other good opportunity?
Well, then let me correct myself in saying that when I said money is the root, it's really us first.
Okay.
What we do with our abundance of financial wealth and how we go about what we want to do with that. So I will correct myself on record for saying that, because social media is the new root of
it is.
Evil.
It is.
And I feel that it starts with what you want to take in, as far as what is your game plan. Because how you consume is basically, but what did you plan first? Okay. How are you choosing to go about these things? For me, it was, I'm always writing down plans.
Okay.
I'm always onto a new idea. But for me to have this idea, I need to understand what is the breakdown. Just like how our teachers make us, you know, do outlines.
Okay.
So I started with, okay, if I wanted to do, if the plan is to do Nostalgic Black Leaders of Tomorrow, what do you need? Okay, of course you need people to be behind it.
Sponsorship.
You need the sponsorship. You need the help. But also, at first I was like, I need a team. I need a team of people that enjoy. There's a lot of people, the youth is the focus. So who else wants to see the youth prosper? People that are invested in these young kids 100% wanting to do the same things that I do. So that means we have to have the same passions. You need a team of people that have the same passion as you, that have the same spark as you, and the same chemistry as you. A lot of people create a team and you're all different. Yes, I need you to be different. I need you to have your own mindset. Because I want to place you here. I'll place you there. I'll put you here. I'm here, but I need everybody. Because I can't do it all alone. All
right.
It may start with me, but it's not going to end with me.
That's good. Once when you have those first 2 points committed and consumed, I say one of the hardest parts is being committed to something. But the second hardest part is really the continue. Really staying consistent. Because, you know, I go back to 2020, you know, pandemic happened, George Floyd happened, a lot of just social injustice happened. And so one thing that I can't stand is the lack of consistency with our people. And so it's just like, if someone dies, we're like, all right, let's go protest. Let's go do, let's go change. Let's go change. Let's go do it. And once when, you know, it's a time period that happens and then it dies. It's like, all right, I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing. Like, all right, I'm not going to, you know, hey, what else can I do to make change? What else can I do to fight this injustice? And so I think it's not even just us. It's just as a whole, we lack consistency with not just, you know, with as big as social injustice to the small as, hey, I have a goal here and I started strong, but I'm not there for the long run.
I'll say this. As I have watched, just like you, seeing us out there, and for those, like I said, for those activists out there, I applaud you to be out there in the fight and speak and be verbal, and you want us to be heard. And when it dies, it's because people are expecting it to be, oh, they see us out here, it's change gonna happen right then and there. No. And that goes back to me saying that it takes consistent. It's because very, very much of a, you have to have the discipline and understanding that it may not happen today. Who's to say it won't happen tomorrow or the next day? See, we're expecting, but we've known for years that people like us, we speak loud. We're powerful. But again, like I said, it takes us sitting in those chairs, being in those meetings, being on those boards to really get the change that we need. So going to school, you want to be that judge that takes the determination and knowing that you're going to be in school for a long time. But once you get the opportunity and get sworn in, you have now made a difference. That's one, I say that's one less chair filled with a white face. And it's times like that that make me be like, okay, we now can have some form of control, just a little bit. It's not the same as it was. Because when you think about all of those moments in those, in the 60s, 50s, that wasn't too long ago when you really think about it. So we are the generation for change. We are the ones that are doing exactly what we hear when we were kids, hearing our grandfathers and our grandmothers speak about. We are the ones that took that idea. Like I said, a lot of us had that spark from listening to those stories and understanding that there was no justice. It was injustice. There was no, there was nobody on our side. There were not people like us in the juries back in the day. They didn't let us sit in on those cases. So now you see not just our colors, you see other people as well, other colors that are making a difference. So we have to understand that, yes, we can protest, we can riot, we can create mayhem, we can create havoc, we can do all types of violence. But let's not forget that it takes the ones that understand that we have to be in those chairs. We have to be in those meetings. You have to be a part of the government. You got to be a part of the judicial branches. That is how we start making the change that we need for ourselves. Because they're not going to give it to us. We have to take it. We learned that a long time ago. Well, I learned that a long time ago talking to my grandparents, that we have to take that. Take back what's ours. But we have to play it at their game, at their level, and then make it work for us in the end.
I like what you said. And with the last point, it's completed. You know, job is done, but like you said, Bree, job is never done. You know, there's a long battle that we're facing. We're still going to face until we take control, literally. But at the end of the day, it all starts with you. I can't want it as bad for you as you don't want it bad for yourself. So, you know, literally, y'all, I say it all the time. I preach it all the time. Spend time with yourself. Invest in yourself. You know, Les Brown said you will have two things in life, reason and results. And notice reason doesn't count. So what would your result be? Reasons are excuses and they don't count. Results count because we know they are facts. So if you want to pursue your love and your desires, not what's going to make you money, not what's going to bring you fame and popularity, what makes you happy, what is something that you love to do, you're going to be happy, you're going to be at peace, you're going to do things that you even want to do, your desires, your goals, your dreams. But it all starts with you. But I will say this, go get it, literally go get it. I can bring, spiritually, I can bring the story of David. How, you know, he wasn't in the battlefield just yet. But he focused on himself. He was disciplined. Because remember, he listened to his father. He listened to his father. He did the work. He led the sheep. And he did what he was supposed to do. And he followed the instructions. And once when that moment came for him, he slayed down his Goliath. And wow, we are still in a season where we have our own Goliaths, where we have our own battles that we just have to just slay down. And once when we have the confidence, just the self-awareness in ourselves to go actually do it, we can defeat the biggest boss that's in our way, and that's ourselves. And I think a lot of things that's happening is I feel like one of the reasons why we don't self-invest because we are afraid. We don't believe in ourselves. And, you know, we talk about, you know, our Black community, but I feel like a lot of people are afraid. I feel like we go back in time, you know, we see the people who are leading up and they've been taken out. MLK taken out. Malcolm X taken out. Angela Davis, she was exiled. So it's like, what is going to be the spark or what is going to be the thing to where you are not going to be afraid anymore, where you're just going to take the leap of faith and say, I'm going to do it?
That starts with having that pep talk with yourself in the mirror. That real talk with yourself and being like, okay, well, you wake up every day to this job that you know you hate. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, this, you know, this pays the bills. Yeah, but you're not happy. And then you lazy, which means you don't want to get up in the morning. You regret the fact that now, oh my gosh, you know, I missed my off day. You know, I want to have another off day. I experienced those moments. I had those days when I cried because I did not like what I was doing. And I knew I could be doing more, and I knew I could be doing better than what I'm doing right now. So it took me that moment to sit here and find that strength in myself to be like, look, it's time to go. Where I'm going, I don't know. But prayer, meditation, dedication, and knowing that I see it coming. I may not know exactly what it may be, but it's coming. So just like with this opportunity, there's going to be plenty more opportunities that I have to just keep speaking into existence and knowing that they're mine, they are for me. And God wouldn't be putting me here in these moments, in these situations, in these environments, if he doesn't see me exceeding and living up to my purpose. And fulfilling my purpose is everything that I'm dedicated in this world. Realizing I've been given a chance to breathe life, and I'm going to exceed and do beyond. So that is just the start of what we can do, is being real with ourselves and not lying to ourselves. And not doing what our parents say of, you know, just get the 9-to-5 and, you know, that's how you survive. Okay, yeah. But what about happiness? What about loving what you do? See, that's what our generation is now. I want to love what I do. I want to invest in what I do. I want to be that entrepreneur, or I want to be that business owner. I want to be everything that is of mine. I don't want to have to do something for somebody else. I don't want to have to keep putting money in somebody else's pocket. I want to put money in my own pocket. The real money that I should have earned. That I deserve. So don't stop. It's for my people out there, my Black kings and queens that are in college or doing that took this leap and quit that job or decided that they did not want to keep living that same life anymore. Keep going. You made the best first step, and that's realizing that you deserve better and you deserve more, and that everything out there is for you, and all you have to do is go out there and take it. So again, when I sat here and said, it takes that moment where you have to have the discipline and understanding that, yeah, it's going to take people like me or other people that are interested in being in the judicial board to sit in those chairs. But we have to get through all of these obstacles first. I have to go through countless years of schooling. But the moment I get to sit in that chair and be that mayor, be that governor, be that lawyer, be the judge, I could change some things around now. The ball is in our court. And that is what I applaud us for. That is what I continuously look all the time on social media and be happy for, is when I see those people getting those white coats, getting sworn in. You've taken those steps. You've done those things. Astonished. I'm extremely proud that we, as this generation, are not quitting and not giving up and doing what we set out to say we were going to do when we were kids. Even though we thought it was just something that you liked, ended up being something that you loved and something that you're supposed to do. When you realize it. So what is your real purpose? What do you really want to do? What do you really love to do? What is going to keep you going in the mornings? Like you said, once I have accomplished what I love to do, you're not going to stop.
Right.
You're going to keep finding new things. You're going to keep finding new people to talk to, investments, people that are going to want, or you're going to want people here. You're going to want to do things there. You're going to want to take it elsewhere. You're going to want to franchise and go to different states.
because you realize that this is it, and I don't want it to stop. I want it to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. I applaud you for the people that have not just one business, but two or three. I applaud every one of you that have went from that small in your house or in my basement, creating and doing those shipments. I applaud you for not having the warehouses. I applaud you now for having an office. I applaud you now for having done exactly what you set out to do, and you didn't stop. Even those dark days, even those dark times, I applaud you. Those are the people that I want to talk to, the young, the nostalgic Black leaders of tomorrow, those young Black youth, the ones that know what it takes. Keep it raw and real with them. Don't lie, because that's what we need. We need the raw. We need the real. We need that, because without that, how are they going to know what's out there? How are they going to know that I'm not always going to get the yeses? I'm going to experience the no's. Mm-hmm. How do I deal with my shortcomings?
Well, that's it, everyone. Like I said, self-investment is committed. It's consuming. It's consistent. And it's completed. It's time for us to bring some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. See, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we got to do. But instead of saying survive, love, live, be you, be happy. Shout out to Tupac. But that's it, y'all. That's it for the main topic. We're going to definitely call in for the call-in section. So let's commence. And we have our first caller of the day. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Jalen Johnson from Zion, Illinois.
Hey, my boy Jay, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm straight, man. You?
I'm good, man. How was your birthday, man?
It was decent, man. It was decent.
Okay. Well, you know, again, happy birthday to the GOAT, man. You know what I mean? So, today, we're actually kind of playing the game, and so I have a question for you. If you get this question right, then you win some cha-ching, you know, a little birthday money, late birthday money, as they say, if you get the question right. So the question is, what is the best thing you can invest in?
Yourself.
Well, dang, I thought that was going to be a challenging question, but I guess it wasn't. You got it right. You got it right, man. So definitely drop your Cash App and I will send you the money. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace.
All right.
And then we have our next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Raven. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, welcome to the show. And so we're actually playing a game right now. And so if you get the question right, you will receive money. So we'll definitely send money to your Cash App. So the question is, what is the best thing you can invest in?
The best thing you can invest in, if I had to say something that's not material, I would say God.
Wow, that's actually really a good answer. But that's not the answer I'm looking for. But we're still going to send you money. We're still going to send you money. Like, nah, that's actually really a good answer. I didn't really think of it like that. But the correct answer is yourself.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, nah. So, nah. But yeah, we'll still send you money. We still approve it. Credits, do we approve? Yes, we approve. Okay. But I just want to say thank you for calling in and definitely call again.
Yes, of course.
And that is it for the call-in section. Big sis, Ray, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for just being who you are. Thank you for showing your wisdom and your guidance to not only me, because I learned a lot from this, but to everyone else, especially our youth. Our Black community. So thank you. I'm really excited to looking forward to your brand. And you already know I'm here for the long run. I'm here for the marathon. You already know I'm here to help. So just thank you.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be on your podcast and to be chosen to speak about something so important as self-investment and branding. because that is what our generation is about now.
Yes, ma'am. And that's it, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. And we will see you next Monday. Shiny shine out. Peace.